I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch.
Oh, I like this song. Who is this song, Lou?
It's Cake.
It is Cake, isn't it? 9:24 on your Monday morning. Been a heck of a show. Going back to the 7 o'clock hour, we had Frank Siller, Tunnel to Towers. What an amazing event Friday night at the Marriott Marquis, honoring two wonderful people, John and Margo Katsimatidis. Then 7:40 was Rich Lowry. Then Nicole Malliotakis was on at 8:05. She was great. She's got a big press conference today yelling about the MTA fund hikes. Then at 8:40, we had Miranda Devine on. That was really enlightening. She's got the biggest story in the country today, right in the cover of today's New York Post. 9:05, Dove Hyken, the story with him and I in today's Wall Street Journal. And as Vanessa Williams once said in a very popular song, save the best for last. Rosella Rago is on her third book, Cooking with Nona, Sunday Dinners with La Familia. She came in and met me and Bernie a couple of years ago. We had no idea who she was. It was actually the feast. And Leslie tried to convince me to go to some restaurant, which I didn't go to, where Rosella was with a bunch of people. And then I hadn't talked to Rosella in a long time. And then Columbus Day came along, and I needed a pretty Italian girl to sit in the Cadillac with me. And I said, I know one, Rosella. She's Italian. She's pretty. And Chris Alenzo as well from the Metropolitan Republican Club on the Upper East Side. And the two of them came with me. We had a great time. So we kind of rekindled the relationship. And boom, she's got her third book out, a hit book. So here she is live in studio, my friend, the lovely Rosella Rago. Good morning.
Good morning, Sydney. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. This is now your third book.
It is. Number three.
That's a lot of books. You're not even 40 years old yet.
I'm 35. Yeah, wow. I did three books in 6 years.
Three books in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you wrote your first book, somebody had to say to you, hey, Ro, you should write a book. And you had to go, okay, not a bad idea. Then you had to get a publisher, write the book, all of that. How did that happen with the first book?
So, like, my career in publishing is akin to, like, a model getting discovered at McDonald's. And that's like, the only way I'm ever going to use that analogy in my entire life. I am not a supermodel, but, like, I got a book deal on Facebook.
On Facebook? These people are criminals. They're working with the FBI to suppress information, but not your cooking ingredients.
A follower of mine happened to be an editor at Race Point Publishing, and she sent me a direct message once, and she said, you know, I've been following you for a long time, and I thought you already had a book, but you don't, so do you want to write a book? So I actually got to bypass a lot of the, you know, nonsense that comes, you know, you have to write the proposal, you have to get an agent, you have to, and that's a process in and of itself. Then you have to shop the proposal to different publishers. Someone has to pick it up. It really happened for me in this, like, wonderfully serendipitous way. So I'm so friggin' grateful.
That's awesome. And your grandmother, Nona, of course, here. Are these her recipes, your recipes, a combination of both? And how often do you actually cook with your grandma?
So I love stash for my grandmother. So I cook with her almost every day.
Every day?
Yeah. Almost.
How old's your grandma?
We got to eat. I mean, she'll be 90 in April.
You barely eat.
That's not true.
Oh, come on.
That's not true.
You can't be built like that.
Stop
and eat a lot.
Stop spreading false information.
You cannot
about me.
Be built like that and eat a lot.
I am.
If you make yourself a plate of pasta, for example, you eat half.
Stop being jealous. What's with
no,
the
I
jealousy?
Know you eat. I've actually been out to lunch with you, and you did finish all of your food that day. I was impressed. So she's been cooking for a long time, but you're making her famous, I guess.
My grandmother is more famous than, like, Jesus
at
this point. Yeah, you know, she had a health issue a few months ago. She was in the hospital for over a month with a blood clot, and I think 20,000 people prayed for her. It was really beautiful.
Is this your mom or your dad's mother?
It's my mother's mother.
Okay.
My first two books had recipes and stories from 30 different Italian grandmothers. That's just what I do. Since 2009, I cook with Italian grandmothers. I do YouTube videos.
Oh, there's other
videos.
Grandmothers, not just your grandmother.
In the first two books. But in this book, what happened was it was the middle of lockdown, And, you know, my proposal got picked up by an imprint of HarperCollins. And it wasn't really a good time for me to go around the country and meet with the elderly. You know,
right,
they weren't
right.
like, they were like, please don't come over. Right. So
they're still like that today.
A little
they
bit.
They wear masks. They get very uncomfortable.
Sometimes,
yeah.
you know, but I had to pivot. So
right.
I said, you know, why shouldn't this book be about my grandmother and our family story? So I wrote about her entire story of immigration. And, you
well,
know,
where's she from? She's from Italy, obviously. What part?
We're from a very small village. We're Bari, so we're insane. We're in a fishing village called Mola di Bari.
Now, what does that next do for folks who may know?
So Italy's a boot.
Sicily, right.
Italy's a boot.
Italy's a boot, okay.
The boot.
Don't yell at me, I'm Jewish.
The
Go
boot,
ahead.
The boot.
Right.
I'm wearing
okay.
boots. See,
right.
we're
see.
In the heel
yeah,
part.
I see your boots, yes.
We're in the heel.
You're in the heel.
On the Adriatic
so isn't
coast.
Sicily part of that then?
No.
Yes, it is.
Sicily
it's
is
at the
island.
Boot. It's at the bottom of the boot, though.
I'm Italian. You're a Jew. Sicily's the
island.
Wait
a second. Wait a second. You're right. You're Italian. I'm the Jew. But who invited who to the Columbus Day Parade?
Yeah, I get it. But you still don't know where Sicily is.
How can you not know where Sicily is?
It's at the bottom of the boot. What are you talking about? I know where it is.
It's separate from Italy. It's not on the boot.
It's fine.
It's an island.
Okay, fine. I'm not saying it's not an island. I'm talking about where
Godfather.
It is in the boot.
Not even in the boot.
I've been to Rome. I've been to Capri. That's it. And Itri, which is a very small town, which you don't even know about, by the way.
God help us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably not even on the map.
It is on the map.
Whatever.
Okay, fine. So you're from that part. And now both your sides, your family, or just this grandmother?
We're all from the one town.
Everybody.
Everybody. Well,
not both sides of your family, not your mother and father.
Both of them, yes.
Really?
Yes.
This is shocking.
They're probably related. I don't ask a lot of questions. I try.
No, but you turned out great. So
if
they were related, you would have some type of issue, obviously.
It worked out.
Yeah. Now, your father's downstairs in the car right now.
He's listening.
He's
yeah.
listening.
Vito. He's a huge fan of yours.
Of course he is. He's got great taste, your father. I love your father. I love Vito. Vito is Vito Rosella, obviously. Vito Rago, excuse me. Vito Rago. And after this, you're going fish shopping with your father.
I am.
Now, what is that all about?
So, I mean, it's Christmas time, and I'm a
well, it's not Christmas time. Christmas is 3 weeks away.
It's Christmas time, okay?
Right now, you're cooking for Christmas.
The Italians are planning the Feast of the Seven Fishes as we speak.
They are.
Somewhere in Long Island, there's a woman standing in her kitchen, drinking her coffee, making a list of all the fish dishes. She's checking it twice.
Now, you only eat that on Christmas Day, or is it Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve.
That's it, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, no meat.
What are the seven fishes? Could it be any?
It could be whatever you
do. Any fish you want.
Yeah.
Like, Bronzino bores me, but I kind of like it. I can't stand salmon. Like, what kind of fish would you be
cooking? No, you got to do, like, the fishes that are almost like a punishment, but we have to eat them on Christmas Eve.
Well, give me an example of some of these
fish. Like, eel.
Oh, God.
You gotta,
it sounds so slippery and gross.
It is. I mean, it like lived in your bathtub for a few weeks, and then my great grandmother would nail it to a piece of wood and kill it.
And it tastes good, though. I mean,
yeah, fried, delicious.
Okay,
you know, with
right.
You got to do bacala.
Oh, I like bacala.
You like bacala?
Yeah,
bacala is a process. You got to start the bacala now because you got to start soaking it.
It takes 3 weeks to make
it
the bacala.
It doesn't take 3 weeks, but then you gotta find the bacala that you like and soak it and do a test run and see if that guy had good bacala this year.
Gotcha. You know? See, I go to a place in Brooklyn. Actually, it's my supermarket is on one side of the street. It's called Landy's.
Okay,
then across the street from Landy's is a seafood place. I don't know the name of it, but that's where we get our fish from. Like, we only go to a fish store. Like, people go to supermarkets. I can't do that. I have to go to a real fish store, which I'm sure you do that.
Absolutely.
So where does the beautiful Rosella buy her fish?
You know, I used to buy it at Seabreeze on 86th Street.
Yes. I know that place.
Yeah, because there's another one in the city.
Yes.
But, you know, they got tired of Brooklyn and they closed down, so the community mourns the loss of Seabreeze. But there's Mondello Fish Market on 18th Avenue. It does the job.
You're so Brooklyn still. 18th Avenue, 86th Street. I mean, I love it. I think it's awesome.
I'm so Brooklyn. You're so Brooklyn.
No, wait. Hold on a second.
What, are we going to have a Brooklyn contest?
You're going to tell me that I'm more Brooklyn than you are? Macedonia Phil, who's more Brooklyn, Rosella or Sydney?
As a Brooklyn expert here.
Yeah. He just moved to Brooklyn from New Jersey. He's a Brooklyn expert. Yeah. He's in Bushwick, nowhere near Bensonhurst or Bay Ridge.
That's not real Brooklyn.
I know, of course not. But who's more Brooklyn?
I could quite frankly say I do not care.
Okay, fair enough.
Great. Excellent.
Don't you love this kid?
I don't know.
By the way, Phil said, and he, right before the break, he said, I don't know why, but I'm getting this feeling like this girl in the
whatever
green
you're about
has,
to say here is,
has a
by
push
the way,
on me.
Yeah, there it is. It's a lie. No, it's nothing.
I did lie to you. I never said, you never said that. I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that. So the seven fishes are coming up today, and then you celebrate Christmas Eve dinner. Now, what do you eat on Christmas, on the actual Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day, you have to have, like, lasagna or manicotti or, like, stuffed shallots.
Now, what do you call it? Isn't it called manicotti? No.
Manicotti is like a slang. It's like a pronunciation
thing. That's like a Jewish
thing.
Guy trying to sound like an Italian, basically.
Like ragout. You definitely say ragout.
No, I say ragout. No.
You say mozzarella?
Stop it. Of course.
You say prosciutto?
I do. Yeah.
All right.
You're impressed, aren't you?
I'll allow it. I'm on your show. I'll allow it.
Well, you would admit this, that even though I am Jewish, I'm the closest
thing. You are the most Italian Jew I've ever met in
right.
my entire life.
And that means a lot to you because you do all these books with your Italian grandmother.
Yes, I'm an expert.
Yes, and this is only Italian food, right? There's no other...
It's Italian food, but this book is really special because it's Italian-American food.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to pay homage to, like, both sides of my heritage.
That's awesome.
I'm made in America with Italian parts. And
it's great.
Food came to America from Italy, and it got richer, more decadent. There are certain recipes that are uniquely Italian-American, and I wanted to celebrate that.
Now, I noticed on your Instagram page as we wrap this up, not only do you cook, and you're a very attractive young lady, but you dance a lot.
Dance?
Now, what is that all about? Yes.
I mean...
You wear, like, these Italian T-shirts that are, like, almost cut off at the belly button by your refrigerator. You start dancing.
I don't dance. I rant. You're not putting the sounds on.
Well, you're dancing and
I'm
ranting.
Talking in the video.
Yeah, but the music, I feel like you're dancing.
Yeah,
okay,
no,
fine.
No, you're not
ranting.
Listening to the video at all. You're just looking at it. Thank you. First of all, I designed those T-shirts. They're all available at BottegaDellaLana.com.
What do these T-shirts say?
They say, like, Italia. They say, I have one that says Modern Italian Woman.
Yeah.
I designed all those because there was nothing in that space that represented me. So
really
I was just going to make it.
Where could people buy those?
BottegaDellaNonna.com.
Anthony at the garage. I buy all my clothing from him. And Cropsy, I have no wearing this. I think it's Cropsy. I forget where it is. He says it's close. Who's more Italian between you and I. So he says, and he's very Italian, Anthony. So
he's
probably
he's
a big
qualified.
Fan of yours. Yeah, big
we
fan.
We should really have, like, the contest and have people judge. Who would the judges be?
Italians.
Yeah, but, like, who would be, like, the Brooklyn
Angelo,
Italians?
Angelo Vivolo. He runs a Columbus Day Parade.
Yeah, but he doesn't live in Brooklyn anymore.
Oh, he doesn't?
I don't know.
How do you know where people live, by the way?
The brother lives in Brooklyn.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I know nothing about this. Okay. All right, well, listen, where can people get the book? Cooking with Nonna, Sunday Dinners with La Familia. Where can they buy this book?
Cooking with Nonna, Sunday Dinners is available wherever books are sold. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any friggin' bookstore you want. Just buy it.
There you have it. It's great to see you. Congratulations. That's now three books. That is not a small deal. That's a big deal. I got my second book out now. I'm retired. I think I'm done with it. But you keep going because your books are great. And it's a beautiful book. Great pictures. And, I mean, it's heavy. It's a really good book. So
it's a great gift book.
It really is. And great for, like, the table in your living room.
The coffee table.
Perfect.
The mantle.
Exactly. There you go. Excellent job, Rosella Rago. Folks, go buy the book today, Cooking with Nonna.